Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. February is Black History Month, the perfect time to check out Toronto's Black Film Festival. It features movies, docs, and shorts from Canada around the world, like Karen Chapman's Village Keeper, a drama set in Toronto's Lawrence Heights neighborhood, about an overprotective mum with her two teenage kids who are forced to move into their grandmother's crowded apartment. And in the documentary feature category, Tara Moore tells the history of apartheid South Africa and how it affects that country now. In Legacy, the decolonized history of South Africa. Toronto's Black Film Festival is running right now through February 17th at the Carlton Cinema. But this week, I'm looking at two new movies from Canada and France about remote houses. There's a group of friends at a haunted cabin in the woods and a teenage girl and her brother living in a world that only exists online. Anna Coretta, co-written and directed by Jeremy Schutz. It's a beautiful cabin in a remote part of Vancouver Island. Jeremy, played by Jeremy Schutz, is there with three friends. Antonia, played by Antonia Thomas. Matt, played by Matt Visser. And Jess, played by Jess Stanley, for one last look at his late grandfather's cabin before it sold. It's a breathtakingly beautiful old building overlooking pristine blue waters and mountains rising dramatically right behind them. It's like paradise. They grill sausages and play beer pong, pick low-hanging fruit while watching a black bear cub sun itself on the grass. But despite all the natural beauty, something is creepy here. Antonia sees a truck following them whenever they're driving. They find a dead black cat someone put in their freezer. And things get really spooky when Jess starts sleepwalking. Is this place haunted? The thing is, they're also there to shoot a film. And some of those scary parts might have been planned and executed by Jeremy, the director, to get some good reactions out of the unsuspecting cast. He's a bit of a dick, and the rest of them are not happy about it. But wait, that's not all. Jeremy's grandfather made his fortune writing Hardy Boys type mysteries in this very cabin. And when they find an unpublished script, things get even weirder. It mentions a place called Afterglow, a mausoleum about 7 hours away. And that's where they say ghosts live just underground, ready to kill. So, of course, they have to go there and see for themselves. Is it all a hoax or is it real? And who will survive this perilous journey? Okay, Anna Coretta is a horror movie about four friends in a cabin in the woods and a documentary or mockumentary about making a movie. All the actors and crew use their real names. Jeremy and Matt wrote the script, and Antonia and Jess produced it. Same with the cameraman and the boom, who also appear as characters in the film with their own names as they actually shoot and record the film. But it also takes pains to remind us they're shooting a film, often repeating a scene two or even three times till Jeremy is satisfied with the results, which partly interrupts the scariness, but also makes the scary parts seem more real in a found footage Blair Witch Project kind of way. Does it work? It kind of does. It makes you believe the movie you're watching is a disaster project, while at the same time reminding you it's all just a scripted story. Budget? Low. Indie? Yes. Acting? Good. Canadian? Very. Meta? Who you bet it's meta. Scary? Not too shabby, especially near the end. Eat The Night, co-written and co-directed by Caroline Poggi or Poggi and Jonathan Vinel. Apolline, played by Lila Guenot, is a high school student with curly reddish hair. She lives with her big brother Pablo, played by Theo Scholbi. They spend most of their time online on a role-playing game called Dark Noon. It's an apocalyptic fantasy land where their avatars live exciting lives, making friends, but more often killing thousands of competitors in exotic sword fights. Apple prefers Dark Noon to real life. At school, she's an ordinary girl somewhere in France. Online, though, she's an anime figure with enormous breasts and sharp pink leather spikes coming out of her shoulder. Pablo's avatar has pierced nipples and carries a saber. Apo rides on the back of a giant blue cat she tamed. In real life, Pablo drops her off at school each day on his acid green Kawasaki. Their mom's gone and their dad is never around, so they take turns cooking for each other and taking care of each other. But the tide turns when Dark Noon, without warning, announces it's shutting down permanently at the winter solstice just a few weeks away. Apo is devastated. Now, Pablo also has a side hustle selling colorful little pills at clubs and parties. He's a dealer. It's a one-man operation using a metal crank press to turn out tiny batches of uppers, molly, and acid one by one. But when a big-time dealer sees him encroaching on his turf, his henchmen beat Pablo up. That's when a stranger appears to tend his wounds and wipe up the blood. His name is Knight, played by Erwan Capoa Fale. Pablo needs a bodyguard and a business partner. Knight quits his job and moves in. And soon enough, they're having passionate, violent sex in Pablo's hideaway. But Dark Noon's last day is coming soon, and the gangsters are gathering forces to find and kill Pablo. Can Apo and Pablo leave Dark Noon in a blaze of glory? And in the real world, can Pablo and Knight permanently leave this crappy town and go somewhere safe and new? Eat the Night is a glorious French thriller about online role-playing games and real-life crime. It's passionate and tragic. About a quarter of it takes place inside the otherworldly game. The rest in a cinematically cool, louche real world. Two very different places, but visually harmonious. And as the movie progresses, characters increasingly appear in the game as their actual selves. It's a very cool effect. Lila Guenot plays Apo as a young artist who lives in an animated comic book world, complete with an elaborate pink cosplay outfit. As Pablo, Theo Scholbi is a nihilistic fighter criminal with a pet green snake. As his lover and defender, Knight, Erwan Capoa Fale is kinder and gentler, but just as dangerous. Eat the Night, under the even more carnal title Dévore la Nuit, played in the director's fortnight at Cannes, and you can see why. This is a very violent and highly sexual film. I think it's great. Eat the Night is playing at the Revue Cinema in Toronto on February 19th and opens at the Carlton and the Young Dundas on the 21st. Check your local listings. And Anna Coretta will be available video on demand starting on the 21st. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.